Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 21st, 2022. Everything belongs to the Creator. Question: Who originally owned the land of Israel? According to the Torah, seven nations used to live in it, and they were subsequently captured by the Israelites who left Egypt. Earlier, it was also said that God himself bequeathed this land to Abraham. How can you explain who owned the land? Answer: There is nothing to explain here. Everything happened as it was everywhere, with all nations, at all times. So it was instructed by the Creator from above, and so they fulfilled their mission. Comment: But the Creator instructs everyone in their own way. And you claim that whoever is stronger is right. If one captured the land, this is how it has to be. My response: So it was said by the great commentator, the medieval scholar Rashi, the nations of the world will come and ask, why did you take away the land that belonged to us? You expelled the seven nations of the world who had lived here on this land, captured it, and since then you have considered it yours? Rashi writes that there is a very simple answer to be given to this: everything belongs to the Creator, not to the nations of the world and not to Israel. And if the Creator transfers the right to some action or possession, especially since it is written in the Torah, then this is how we should accept it. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, April 26, 2022. Sanhedrin, the court of Kabbalists. The Sanhedrin existed at a time and in such a society when people were in attainment of the Creator. Therefore, trials and sentences were compensation for the fact that a person stumbled in relation to himself, and could have not stumbled. The Sanhedrin's decision was like a recommendation to a person about what to do to ascend spiritually. It was only about spiritual crimes. Therefore, if in the 70 years of the Sanhedrin's existence, once in 70 years they were assessed as existing, at least one death sentence was passed, then this Sanhedrin was considered cruel, a fiend of hell. Can you imagine? Once in 70 years. This is only in case when they came to the conclusion that nothing could be done with this person, it was impossible to somehow influence him. But in practice there were no such cases. There was always an opportunity to correct a person. In those days, there was no death penalty, although the Torah mentions stoning, strangulation, beheading, and so on. All of this is purely theoretical. There was nothing really like that except correction in the right society. A person should not be isolated from good society but placed there so that he has nowhere to escape. Then he will have no other choice but to pull himself up to the level of this society. From Cab TV's Close Up. Outlaw, December 19, 2010. The opportunity given to us. Question: You say that a person perceives everything from within himself. For example, Tsiolkovsky perceived everything from within himself. But why, speaking of the will of the universe, did he speak of it as something perfect, harmonious, that treats us with absolute goodness? Answer: Because each of us has the ability to perceive the world outside of ourselves. In some people, this ability, which in Kabbalah is called a point in the heart, is more pronounced. They feel pressure and movement from within. For most people, however, this point is deeply concealed. They do not have such a need, such a grip. Therefore, they try to do it in science first. I have met many such people. I think that in our time a serious reassessment will begin, and these people will come to Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a wisdom that helps a person look not only deeply into himself, into his feelings, but also to change himself, his feelings, to go beyond himself and see the world unperturbed, as it really is, outside of me, and not the way I feel it in myself. From Cab TV's Close Up. The Will of the Universe, August 11, 2010. Does the universe have a will? Question. The greatest scientist in the field of astronautics, K.E. Sielkowski, wrote about the will of the universe in his works. He said that this will conditions everything that we see and feel. The only question is, what is this will? Does the universe have a will, and can we talk about it? Answer: real scientists, physicists, astronomers, and cosmologists feel that the universe is a thought, it is a mind. When they delve into what is happening outside of us, at great distances, in great forces, they feel that it breathes with some kind of huge plan, something very great and intelligent, aimed at something mysterious, but having its own power, consistency, maturity, higher logic, that is incomprehensible to us. And we are in this as little accomplices, and the universe has its own will and its own program. Many people have this feeling. From CapTV's Close Up. The Will of the Universe, November 28, 2010.